best of the KCMQ Morning Shag Podcast. Listen live weekdays starting at 5:30 a.m. Only on 96.7 KCMQ and KCMQ.com.
Normally on Mondays, we'll talk about our weekends and what we did, but I want to take this opportunity to share two of the greatest fan interactions that I possibly have ever had in my days in radio. The first one happened Friday at the dive bar. The fiance and I were there to watch the Blues game, yeah, which was super exciting. And I had my back to the bar, and this one woman, she was so nice and so polite that I didn't see her coming. And she came up to the side and very nice, almost sheepishly, just very, very polite and very quiet, was like, excuse me. I'm so sorry for interrupting, but are you the gentleman that says, go sniff my lunch? And I just started laughing, like belly laughing hysterically, because it was so polite. She was like one of the nicest people I've ever met. And just how she had said it, because normally you would think like, hey, go sniff my lunch.
Right, yeah.
I'm like,
yeah,
okay, someone would yell that at you. But her being so polite of, excuse me,
pardon me, kind sir.
Do you happen to be the gentleman that says, go sniff my lunch?
Perchance are you the one who utters the phrase?
And I was like, yes, that's me, and thank you very much. And we had a very nice conversation, as thanks for listening. But it just stuck out in my mind of how politely and how nice she was in asking that question. I was like, oh man, that goes down as one of my favorite interactions I've ever had. Because, I mean, just go sniff my lunch is funny in itself.
It's true.
And yes, it is my catchphrase, so thank you for listening. The second one happened Saturday at Rose Music Hall during the Orchard Fire performance of Fleetwood Mac. I was waiting on the side of the stage to go up to introduce the band, and this woman who had quite a few Chardonnays in her starts screaming at me from the crowd. And she finally comes up, because I'm like, what? I can't hear you.
Yeah.
And she comes up and goes, what's your last name? I go, McLeod. And she's like, well, aren't you... You look like, and I go, well, most people know me as Shags.
And then she loses it.
Oh,
yes,
just
okay.
Fans out, which I love.
Right.
A good fan out is always highly entertaining, and it's good for the ego,
which I
struggle with, because I don't have a big enough one.
Okay, no, that's not.
So then she proceeds to tell me that she's like, you know what? I'm like over 40. I've had my kids. Can't have any more.
Okay.
Which I was just assuming that she had her tubes tied. She made it sound it was her choice.
Just, I mean, like, this is the second sentence that she's uttered.
And I can't have any kids.
Yeah.
But if I could.
Oh, boy.
I would want to have your baby.
Wow. All right. Wow.
So then I was like, oh, thank you. So I can have a hug? Yes. And I gave her a hug, and she poured half her beer down my back.
That'll happen. Yes. Yes, indeed.
But I mean, realistically, I think that might be one of the grandest compliments I have ever gotten.
I mean, in a way, yeah. In a way, that makes some sense.
It's highly impressive for someone to tell you, even though I can't have children anymore, if I could.
Right.
I would want to have it with you.
Want to have your child, yes. I mean, and the fiance was okay with this comment?
She thought the story was amazing.
Okay.
She thought it was funny, and she too agreed that may be the highest form of flattery.
I don't know if I would go out like trying that with other people. Just randomly, like, I can't have kids anymore, but if I could, I'd love to have your child. I just wanted to pay you that compliment. It's the highest compliment, according to the Morning Shag.
She was very nice, too, and I enjoy all interactions with fans. So come up, politely ask me if I'm the go sniff your lunch guy.
Yeah.
I will say yes.
Yeah.
And tell me that you want to have my unborn children.
Wow. Okay.
Except for you, Penis and Beer Robert. Keep that to yourself.
Your morning epiphany. The KCMQ Morning Shag presents Top of the Hour Shower Thoughts.
The weird, artsy, loner kid usually gets the girl in movies instead of the jock. It's probably because many movies were written by weird, artsy, loner kids.
Game of Thrones is nothing more than a poorly written How to Train Your Dragon.
Not entirely true, but... Shower Thoughts with Lee's Tire Company. It's round and rubber. Lee sells it. LeesTireCompany.com.
Let's talk about Game of Thrones.
That was not. Okay.
Oh, here's a spoiler for you. Willow gets the Iron Throne.
What? No. It's not even two. That's two completely different stories.
Are they, though? Okay. No appreciation for an 80s Willow reference. I mean, there? Come on.
It seemed a little forced. It seemed a little forced. I'm just saying. All right.
Much like this final season.
Okay.
That's a great segue.
Come on.
So, Trevor, tell us about this garbage season, episode. Everything is finally done.
I'm not going to go into any spoilers for those who haven't seen it just yet. All the spoilers, of course, will be at the Westeros Wrap-Up, a Game of Thrones podcast, kcmq.com. This is what I will say. There were certain things about this episode and about this season in large that I did not care for. There were other things that I thought were absolutely breathtakingly awesome.
I mean, you've been standing on a cliff by yourself screaming that this season isn't as bad as everyone else is saying.
So I honestly, I didn't think it was. Like this, the ending episode, there was a lot of things that I'm just kind of like, all right, really, that's how we're going to wrap this up. And certain things that happened that I felt like I didn't feel the way that I should have. That should have been more of a, like, oh my gosh, kind of a moment. Instead, it wasn't. Instead, it was just kind of like, all right, yeah, that happened. Okay. And there were big things. And I was kind of like, all right, that was kind of a letdown. There were other things, though, that were amazing. There were other things that was like, holy crap, that was so cool, and that was so amazing, and that was awesome. That was great. The whole season, as has been talked about at length, and including on the podcast and on the show, is that it was just rushed. They needed more time to really develop some of these storylines, develop some of these plot points. There are various plot points that they just dropped. They set something up and then just, yeah, don't got time for it anymore. Don't worry about it.
You know the one person that was really happy with the finale? George R.R. Martin.
Is that right?
And let me throw you this Illuminati conspiracy theory
here.
That George R.R. Martin supposedly hadn't finished the books. So HBO pulled out their peters and stepped all over it trying to finish telling his story.
Okay, yeah.
But now, if George R.R. Martin had been a part of it and had told the story he wanted, who's going to buy his books? I just watched it on HBO. I don't need to read. This is 2019. Who does that anymore?
Good.
But now that HBO has ruined it, now George R.R. Martin can finish his books. They're going to have the proper ending that everyone wanted. And he's going to make even more money.
I see where you're going with this. It is somewhat logical.
Brilliant.
Fans of this show, of this story, that are now like feeling not satisfied by it, need that satisfying ending. If George finally does get around to finishing the books, perhaps that could be it. People will buy his books. Makes sense. To say that it ruins the TV show, I don't agree with. This TV show is still one of the best TV shows that's ever come out. Yes, the ending petered out. It didn't do what I was hoping it was going to do and just give you this like completely satisfying, awesome ending to this epic story. But the story itself still is very epic and is still a fantastic TV show. There will be TV shows from this point on going back to see how they did things to go, yep, that's how we're going to do it. And then ironically, they will also probably go back to this TV show to see how they did things and go, yep, don't do it that way.
All right, plug your podcast because I'm getting tired of this nonsense.
The Game of Thrones podcast is a Westeros wrap-up. It's at kcmq.com. Unfortunately, my co-host Mitch is unavailable to cut the podcast today, so it will be a day late. It'll be coming out tomorrow.
Even Mitch hated it that much?
That's not what we're saying. That's not what... He has his big boy job that he has to do. So we will have the new and last episode of the Westeros Wrap-Up up at kcmq.com tomorrow evening.
Thank God.
Time now for the KCMQ Morning Shag WTF News.
At a fitness event in South Africa, an unknown assailant attacked Arnold Schwarzenegger with a flying dropkick to the back. All right. Apparently, I'm not the only one still upset about Terminator Genisys.
Wow, no, that's
well-deserved.
He is a 72-year-old man. You just don't do that. You can't do that.
That was a well-deserved kick.
Oh, my gosh. A man in Florida was arrested for flashing women while riding a scooter inside of a Walmart. In his defense, I do believe that is the national pastime of the state of Florida. And yes, I said national pastime of the state of Florida.
Good cover.
Thank you.
And finally, Cher turns 73 today. Well, about 40% of her does.
Wow. Okay.
The best of the KCMQ Morning Shag with Shags and Trevor podcast.
So it is now official. There are amendments being made to our Constitution.
No.
To say that Game of Thrones, worst ending ever.
All right, listen. It was not great. It was
thank you.
It was okay.
Okay. But it wasn't great.
You've had your time. You got a podcast. We're not here to talk about that garbage TV show again. All what right, we're here geez, to do God. Is ask, what's the worst ending ever? It can be TV. It can be books. It can be real life. I jokingly said the worst ending ever would be Dinner with Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah, okay. That would be pretty bad.
That's a pretty bad ending.
Yeah, totally.
Now, Trevor, you took it literally and said the TV show Scrubs, which is another mediocre at best television series.
Scrubs is a funny show, really funny show, and it was supposed to end at season 8. And had it, it would have been great. But then they wanted to do one more season, med school, and that was garbage.
See, now Elizabeth knows what we're talking about. She said, worst ending ever, my sleep after the alarm goes off. See, she's winning. She's balling. Thaddeus, Star Wars. I'm just preparing myself for the letdown
right,
in December.
Come on, man. That's not...
It's going to happen.
Don't...
The Last Jedi. Don't. Oh, God.
KCMQ.
Worst ending ever this past season Super Bowl.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, you could even see the Chiefs season. Worst ending
come on,
ever.
Too soon.
Bobby on our Facebook page, KCMQ Morning Shag, Sunday night. The weekend's over.
Sunday
worst,
night.
Worst ending ever.
Oh, I definitely get that. KCMQ, worst ending ever.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey. Never mind. I'll call y'all later.
Yep.
Worst ending ever.
Worst ending ever.
Kyle sent a text, on the toilet after Chili Shooters. Worst ending ever.
Thank you for that.
Can you just say Taco Bell?
All right. Continue the conversation on our Facebook page, KCMQ Morning Shag.
I'm going to go get some for lunch. That
what
sounds
is,
good.
What is the worst ending ever? And let us know on our Facebook page, KCMQ Morning Shag. KCMQ.
Blamsky bitches, we're out.
Winner. Winner.
Oh, my God. Well done. Well done. And much like the writers for Game of Thrones, I'm still going to do it regardless if
okay,
it's bad or not.
All right. No. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Worst ending ever.
Moments of clarity from the shower. It's the KCMQ Morning Shag's top of the hour shower thoughts.
At some point in human history, an earthquake has caused someone to lose a game of Jenga.
The nickname Squirt for kids is actually really gross if you think about it. Stop calling him that.
Thank you for that.
Thanks, Squirt.
Mm. Shower thoughts with Lee's Tire Company. It's round and rubber. Lee sells it. LeesTireCompany.com.
Columbia, Missouri is now the sixth best place to live in the U.S. of A.
Really?
Yeah, that's actually up from last year.
Wow.
According to livability.com, they're finally recognizing me as being the number one talk show host in Columbia. And that's why we have gone from like number 8 or number 9. I don't even remember. It was last year. To now number 6.
Good. Wait, well done. Good research that you did there to
I don't need to do research. Right, I know it was lower and then I become the best talk show host and suddenly we are higher.
I don't think that was
a factor.
I don't think that was a factor in it.
That's what we call statistics, kids.
No, I think that's your ego and delusion.
You involve me in anything, numbers go up.
Okay. Wow. That's
so according to the website, Columbia scored high on their list because of me.
No.
And low unemployment rate.
You were not on their website. Oh, the low unemployment rate makes great sense. Yes, I mean, Columbia has great low unemployment.
But they go on to say, but there's more to look for in Columbia beyond its great economy. There's also a quaint downtown, beautiful and expansive state parks.
Yes.
Fun festivals like Art in the Park.
Sure.
And Shag's the number one talk show host.
It doesn't say that. It does not. You are not mentioned in this article. Once
they go on to talk about local obsessions like riding the tiger, listening to the morning shag.
No, we are not like we're not even alluded to in this article.
Boy, man, you really have a lot of self doubt. Do you need a moment to talk about this? You know, I'm an unlicensed psychologist and therapist.
You understand that this is a public article that anybody can go and see, right?
I hope they look it up. They'll see my name all over it.
But no,
I
they
dare
won't.
You. I no, dare you to look it up.
Really?
I dare you.
Really bold play right here. This is a bold strategy. Let's see how it works out for him.
So Cotton. I don't want to sit here and bicker with Trevor about how amazing I am
oh
and how
gosh.
I help the city of Columbia rise up in the ranks of livability.
Wow.
What we want to do is talk about our favorite things to do in Columbia. Let's celebrate being the sixth best city to live in by talking about our favorite things to do in Columbia. Mine is not get shot downtown.
Okay, and...
I live that every day of my life. Okay. Every right. time I'm going around, I try not to get shot. It's a success. I love the city.
See, and here I thought... I honestly thought we were going to do a really nice piece on the things we like about our town, about Columbia.
I do. I like not being shot.
Yeah.
Man. I love it.
And then you throw in that and...
All right. What's your favorite thing to do in Columbia?
You know what? I'll share mine coming up in less than 10, okay? Like, I'll share mine coming up.
You can't beat it.
I'm trying to let some time pass so that hopefully people forget about that and then we can get back on task. Let us know what is your favorite thing to do in Columbia. 1-800-455-1967. You can call or text. You can also let us know on our Facebook page, KCMQ Morning Shag. I fear now that you said your comment, we're going to get more comments like it.
Bring it.
Fantastic.
Let's celebrate the city.
What the?
Time now for the KCMQ Morning Shag WTF News.
A Taco Bell themed hotel is opening in Palm Springs, Florida, and I've already written their slogan for them. We'll leave the seat down for you.
Stop it. You are not Tom Odette. You are not. Goodness.
You're welcome, Taco Bell.
Nike is among the 170 footwear companies urging the government not to raise tariffs on China. It's very confusing, though, because they say that, and then in the next sentence they say, just do it. Like, where are you coming from, Nike?
And finally, a Whitney Houston hologram tour is in the works. No word on how much cocaine it will take to get the hologram to show up.
That's okay. That was goodness.
Follow Shags and Trevor on their Facebook page, KCMQ Morning Shag and KCMQ.com. Thanks for listening to the best of the KCMQ Morning Shag podcast.
Asking what's the biggest or the hardest decision you've ever had to make. Yeah. And I have the top five toughest decisions we'll ever have to make in our lives. And you may not know this about me, but I am an unlicensed life coach.
No, that's not true.
Where I've spent years of my life experiencing the real world and helping others experience it as well.
That can't be good. Yeah.
So let's go through these top five biggest decisions in your life, and I'm going to give you some free, unlicensed life therapy. You're welcome.
And I will be the counterpoint to try and attempt to actually give you some legitimate advice.
So here are the biggest decisions we'll make in our life. Number five, when to retire.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. No, Wait, why? No.
Do they not realize we live in America? There is no retirement.
That's not true.
You work until you literally die on the job.
That is completely not true.
We overspend, undersave, and get worked to the bone. So welcome to the real world. There is no such thing as retirement.
Says the guy who, do you even have retirement? Do you have any retirement set up?
I don't even have a checking account.
Fantastic. All right, yes. Yeah. So the real advice here is if you're not planning for retirement right now, you should be doing so, and that goes for people who are in their 20s.
Boring.
You need to be planning for retirement. The sooner you do it, the easier it is, and you just got to get to a certain number, and you get a professional in your corner who can help you out with that.
If it gets that bad, just put it all on a credit card later on in life, and then don't pay it back.
Bad idea. Horrible idea.
Learn it from watching the government. Number four of the biggest decisions we'll make in our lives, learning to drive.
Learning to drive. Well, I mean, yeah, it's a skill that, I mean, you really need to have in this culture.
And clearly, this whole state has yet to learn this.
That's okay.
But
that was not cool.
If you're like myself, when I was 16, my parents left on vacation and took our automatic and left the manual car there, knowing I didn't know how to drive it. Took me 2 days of their 7-day vacation before I learned how to drive a manual.
Wow.
Taught myself.
Wow. What was the car / the clutch okay after those 2 days?
Didn't grind the gear one time.
Naturally talented.
No,
there's no way.
Never lost. Never failed at anything in my life.
That's not the hardest
thing about that life lesson was not giving away the secret. And when I had to ask to drive when my parents got back, no, I need the car, and not going, well, what about, I don't know how to drive a manual.
You don't know how to drive a manual. Right. Yes. Didn't think that one all the way through.
Number three on the biggest decision you'll ever make, big move to a new home.
Oh, sure. Yeah, yeah.
Just stay in the trailer park.
That's not necessarily a good idea. I mean, buying a home, obviously one of the biggest purchases you'll ever make.
Buy? Why wouldn't you just rent? Well, then you can destroy the place, and then the landlord's responsible for fixing everything.
No, that's not.
AC unit busted? Bring me another one, bitch.
I mean, wow. Okay.
I don't got to pay for that. That's why I'm a renter.
Home ownership, at a certain point when your finances are
overrated.
In a good spot, helps you build equity, helps you build wealth. Like, that's a huge asset that once you own it, that's a big thing that can help out with your overall wealth building.
The number two biggest decision we'll make, getting married.
Sure, absolutely, yeah.
What I've learned in life is you just have to propose and then you stay engaged for years. Just don't plan the wedding. It never happens. Yeah, stay engaged.
How many years has it been now?
Oh, I don't remember. Three, I think. We're coming up on three.
Yeah, that's good. That's fun.
Yeah. Yeah, this upcoming weekend, I think, will be 3 years.
You know what? Hey, if you guys are happy, that power to you. That's all that matters.
And the number one biggest decision we'll ever make in our lives, whether or not to have kids, don't.
Well, okay. That's...
Might be the easiest advice I've ever given anyone.
No,
and if you have some,
all right.
Stop.
No, that's
stop immediately. All
right. Building a family is a very
we don't
decision.
Need anymore.
That's not. I mean,
we're tired of seeing them.
Wow. All right. That's not true. That's
and wipe those snotty noses for God's sake.
Goodness. Wow. All right.
Stop having kids.
You know, it's definitely for the best that you don't have kids. I think that's for the best for everybody.
Man, it's not easy being an unlicensed life coach. No, okay, sometimes you got to give them the hard answers.
That was horrible.
You're welcome.
Advice.
Your morning epiphany. The KCMQ Morning Shag presents Top of the Hour Shower Thoughts.
Drone companies use drones to film their drones when they want to sell us more drones.
You've probably walked by a murderer or a serial killer who hasn't been caught yet. Or maybe you just work with one.
Why are you looking at me? All right.
I haven't been caught yet. I'm fine.
Shower thoughts with Lee's Tire Company. If it's round and rubber, Lee sells it. LeesTireCompany.com. Lawyers, can we get some security?
I've been talking about it today quite a bit about my vacation because I can't stop thinking about it. I'm going to be gone all next week on vacation.
Yes.
And the best thing about vacation, it's not missing work. It's the vacation sex.
Okay, wait. No, I don't.
We all know, Trevor, you can deny it all you want, but we all know vacation sex is the best sex.
No, I just...
It's not your stuff. You can get dirtier, filthier, push the boundaries.
No, I don't want to talk about this, especially with you going on vacation. Like, I'm not interested in talking about this.
Well, I'm not here to talk about positions and stuff with you. Stop being a pervert.
You're the one bringing it up.
Talking about a new study from my good friend James Cook. He has a university, James Cook University.
You don't know
James
Cook.
Been friends for years, man. No. Shout out, James. Shout out, JC.
That's a university in Australia.
Well, yeah, because I had to tell you about that. But they found three exercises men can do that will improve your performance in bed. So I've been not jazzercising this week.
No.
What good's that going to do?
I've been
sexercising.
Yeah, that was gross. All right.
And you may not know this about me, but I am an unlicensed sex expert and an unlicensed sexercise instructor.
Again, you can't just put unlicensed in front of things and claim to be them. That's not how it works.
Yeah, you just can't charge as much as licensed people.
No, you can't charge anything. Like, oh my God.
So let's go through these super sexy exercises you can do to get ready for the bedroom.
Wow. Okay.
Are you ready?
No.
The number one is fake fart fighting.
I'm sorry, what?
Hear me out. Fake fart fighting. What you do is you tighten up the muscles in your butt.
No, you don't have to
like
do it
right now.
Like
you're trying to stop a fart from coming out.
Okay.
You hold it for 10 seconds.
Oh my gosh.
You relax. Oh. And then repeat 10 times.
No, please don't do these things in the room with me when like I'm like the only one other person in the room.
Please don't interrupt the class. I am the unlicensed exercise instructor, not you. You are my student. You will be quiet and you will listen.
I am so uncomfortable.
Testes retraction is the number two.
Wait, what?
You use your muscles to try to draw your testes up towards your body.
Stop. No, don't do that here.
Hold it for 10 seconds. Relax and repeat 10 times.
Why are you making direct eye contact with me while you do this?
It helps me concentrate.
Oh my gosh.
And finally, the third sexercise you can work on is pee stoppage.
Whoa,
try
no!
need to stop your flow.
Don't do that.
Hand me the trash can, no, quick. No. I can't hold it much longer.
Hold it.
Try to stop your flow midstream while you're peeing.
No. Okay. No.
Now, I know all these exercises sound ridiculous, researchers have said that it can help men improve their performance and reduce any sexual issues. And the nice thing about it is you can do them anywhere.
No, that
I'm doing them at work right now.
Stop it. No, I'm not comfortable.
You can
with
do
that.
Them in your car on the way to work while you're relaxing on the couch, binge watching Netflix. Hell, you can even do them in church.
All right. Well, we're just going to move on from there very quickly.
You're welcome. You can get all the details about these exercises on our Facebook page, KCMQ Morning Shag.
I'm so
very proud of myself.
Uncomfortable.
Time now for the KCMQ Morning Shag WTF News.
Alabama Public Television is refusing to air an episode of the PBS show Arthur because it features a gay wedding. Hey, at least they're not living in sin like Bert and Ernie.
Okay. Come on, man.
Alabama!
Right. A mayor in France is trying to create a baby boom in his town by passing out free Viagra. This has led to an increase in his poll numbers. Wait, what? I'm sorry?
You're gross.
Huh?
And finally, Elton John has a new single. It's actually a follow-up to Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting called Every Afternoon's All Right for Napping.
Does everybody know what time it is?
For the first time ever.
At the same time.
Shags and Trevor on your schedule. I was getting late. The best of the KCMQ Morning Shag Podcast.
Yesterday, I found myself surrounded by hundreds of police officers. Your b-hole pucker? Because mine did.
What happened?
I was at graduation.
Oh, you were at a police academy graduation?
I was, yes.
Okay, so not in a negative way, in a positive way.
Well, anytime you're around that many cops, it kind of feels negative.
Okay, all right. I can only imagine, though, you being probably happy for the person you were there for, but then also incredibly nervous around everyone else.
Oh, no, yeah. It's the fiance's sister's husband. So congratulations to Ryan Koenig for graduating the police academy. You're going to be a great officer at Lincoln University. I mean, it's so much work, so much dedication. I got nothing but respect for the guy. But let's talk about how I was dying on the inside the whole time.
Going into the lion's den?
I mean, we literally pulled up. And in my mind, I was just thinking it was going to be like something small, intimate, not in a giant auditorium where there's literally hundreds of uniformed officers there, part of the celebration. And we pull up, and just in the whole front of the auditorium on Lincoln University's campus was just cops. I mean, all different uniforms, and like my hands start to shake, and I'm looking at the fiance going, I don't like this. I don't like this. And I mean, keep in mind, I've been a law-abiding citizen for maybe a little over half my life now.
Okay, all right.
But
off and on, but you know, don't worry about that.
Who's counting the years, right?
Yeah, right.
But when I was walking in, I was legitimately, I knew I'd done nothing wrong. I knew going ahead that I was going to this. I'm not an idiot.
Right.
But I panicked and I start giving myself a pat down.
Oh,
like I'm patting all my pockets.
Oh my God.
I'm patting everything going, I don't have any. What? I'm not riding dirty.
No, I'm all good.
I'm good. Am I good? I'm going to get. What's
fine.
That? Not, oh, that's my wallet. Just my wallet. It's okay.
That's okay.
What's that? Oh, no. Those are just Tic Tacs. You're fine. You're fine.
Tic Tacs are legal.
But yeah.
Oh my God. I can just imagine you sitting there. I could see you sitting there and your face just wide-eyed, just staring straight ahead like, nobody noticed me.
So suspicious because I didn't want to make eye contact with any of them.
Right, yeah.
So I'm walking in and I'm like the biggest dude there, so everyone's head turns when I walk into
naturally,
a building.
Naturally.
And they're like, oh, don't look at me. Oh, nope. Head down. Just head down. I'm not making eye contact. It was amazing.
And then
afterwards, during the reception, like everyone's, oh, pictures, oh.
Right.
And I'm still just awkwardly sweating, standing there going, can I leave yet? It has nothing to do with how proud I am of Ryan.
No.
It's just
it's all
me
about
surrounded by hundreds of cops.
What,
I can't handle that.
What you didn't know is that this was actually the final test for these graduates of the academy.
They all had to bring a criminal.
They had to identify
the troublemaker.
What a suspicious person looks like. And afterwards, they were like, the tall guy. It was the tall guy. I'm telling you, he looked like a suspicious
character. If that was the case, Ryan was the valedictorian.
aha moments in the morning. It's top of the hour shower thoughts with the Morning Shag.
Amish people are the one demographic you can make fun of on the internet, and no one will be offended.
I like to add one random sock to the laundry, so the fiancé keeps thinking she's losing them.
You're a monster.
I have a whole pack of just single socks.
Shower thoughts with Lee's Tire Company. If it's round and rubber, Lee sells it. LeesTireCompany.com.
Apparently getting out on your motorcycle and riding them twisties is good for you. Good for your mental health.
Yeah, I could tell you that.
Now, keep in mind, Harley-Davidson was behind the study. They funded it, but they're saying there's a number of potential mental and physical benefits of riding, including decreased levels of cortisol, which is the hormonal marker of stress. The bike ride resulted in a 28% decrease of stress while riding, and if you go for 20 minutes, it increased the participants' heart rates by 11% and adrenaline levels by 27%, which is similar to light exercise.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm not the only one who says it, calls it wind therapy. It's amazing being able to take a turn, especially on a back road, perfectly. It's not unlike riding a roller coaster. It's thrilling. And then even in the straightaways, you're able just to kind of be by yourself in nature, and you just start thinking and clear your head. It is a wonderful experience.
For those that can ride.
Well, yeah, yes, that's true. I feel like...
That sounds like a terrifying experience to me.
The stress relief that people who know how to ride get probably wouldn't be gotten. In fact, the stress would go up from somebody who's riding one who doesn't know how to ride.
Because I've just never been good on two wheels. Like, we do all this stuff with the Hooligan Charitable Riding Group and the Band of Brothers, and I know a bunch of people that have bikes. Like, when are you going to get one? Never. Never. It would never happen. Why? Because for as long as I've been alive, I have crashed every two-wheeler I've ever been on.
Oh, wow.
I mean, that goes back to the BMX bikes. That goes back to dirt bikes. That goes the one time I got on a crotch rocket of my buddy's, and I fired her and dropped a clutch, and I just watched that bike go down the road by itself. I still just sat there, crouched in the middle of the road.
So you were over the bike, not sitting on it necessarily?
Yeah, I was crouched over it, ran, put my feet up, and popped that clutch, and just was, boom, just gone, out from underneath
just
me.
I'm just standing
there. He wasn't very happy when that bike landed on its side.
No, I wouldn't think he would be. Yeah.
So I'm happy for all you guys that ride.
Woo, yeah, no, it's great. It's amazing, but I could greatly understand if you don't know how to ride.
Maybe I'll get one of them fancy three-wheelers.
Maybe. There you go. See? You can do it. There it is.
Moments of clarity from the shower. It's the KCMQ Morning Shag's top of the hour shower thoughts.
Light hits you at the speed of light. Good thing it doesn't hurt.
You're probably closer to being a millionaire than Bill Gates. That's so sad and so true.
Yep, it is.
Yeah, so much money.
Shower thoughts with Lee's Tire Company. If it's round and rubber, Lee sells it. LeesTireCompany.com.
Earlier this morning, I told you about a dude in China that woke up after a night of heavy drinking and found someone had chopped off his penis.
Oh my gosh.
Now, fortunately for him, they left the penis there, so he got rushed to the hospital and doctors were able to reattach it.
Goodness.
But he was so drunk, he didn't notice it being chopped off, and he has no idea who did it or why.
How are you able to say this so nonchalantly?
Because I've had some nights that I think I've gotten pretty close.
Okay, wow, all right, that's...
Why we brought up, what's your drunkest story? We've got some really, really good ones. Off the texture at 1-800-455-1967. Says, I ruined a wedding reception, lost my phone, trying to get out of the car going down the highway, and then had to sleep in my yard after arguing with my ex-fiance.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, that is fun.
All right. That's not fun. No.
How about, what's your drunkest story? Another text. At my sister's wedding, I was dancing the Macarena to every song that wasn't the Macarena.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Now, that's a funny one. That's a good one. Macarena.
This
All
one
right.
even got even better. I spent the night with my girlfriend. We came to her house after the night out, but I was too drunk and got in bed with her parents instead.
What?
By the way, they let me in.
What?
Laughing my ass off. Her mom and dad were like Warden June Cleaver. It was crazy.
So wait.
I'm pretty sure I watched the porno like that.
Okay,
once.
Wait. No, all right. No, all right. Never mind.
That's
never
how
mind.
Porn nope. starts, right?
Moving on. KCMQ.
Yeah, my best story is I passed out in the bar. I had to be carried out by my hands and feet, and the next morning I had a humongous black eye.
No idea where that came from?
Well, I have a thought. My grandson and his friend are the ones who carried me out, and I think when they tried to get me in the car, they did the 1-2-3 swing.
Oh my gosh, okay.
Couple of good grandkids you got there.
I'm waiting for her grandson to, my craziest drunk story. My grandma got really trash at a bar. Yeah, I'm waiting for that.
We've all been there.
Yeah, yeah.
We've all lived that life.
Yeah, grandma got too drunk at the bar.
Chardonnays.
Yeah, grandma. Man.
Jim on our Facebook page says he drank 3 bottles of Mad Dog 2020 in Sedalia, Missouri, and then woke up in Nashville, Tennessee.
Oh, my.
But to be fair, Jim, that I'm pretty sure Mad Dog 2020 is what runs out of the tap in Sedalia.
That's not true.
Have you been there?
Yes, I have.
Have you seen those people?
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Send all complaints to shags@zrgmail.com.
They can't read. Or spell.
That is shags@zrgmail.com. Wow. We're just going to get out of this.
Best joke of the morning.
Continue the conversation on our Facebook page. KCMQ Morning Shag.
I'm so proud of myself.
Drunk story. And once again, that email is shags@zrgmail.com.
SHAGS.
Thank you. zrgmail.com. Oh my gosh.
The best of the KCMQ Morning Shag podcast. Listen live weekdays starting at 5:30 a.m. Only on 96.7 KCMQ and KCMQ.com.
Trevor, if you wouldn't mind, please play my favorite song all time.
This is not. You just adopted this. Bandwagon fans, people, I'll tell you.
The St. Louis Blues.
What was that?
The St. Louis Blues.
There we go.
Will be disco dancing their way to the Stanley Cup Final for the first time ever.
No, that is not correct. 1970, they were there.
Wasn't born, doesn't count.
Wow, that's okay. That's ridiculous.
Bandwagon Blues fan,
wow,
baby.
Wow, okay, that's...
Now, David Perrione had a goal and an assist.
Oh, my
Jordan
God.
Bennington, I love those restaurants.
It's not.
Picked up his franchise record 12th playoff win, and the Blues eliminated those San Jose Baby Sharks with a 5-1 win last night in the Western Conference Finals.
Making their way to the Stanley Cup, first time in 49 years. And ironically, the last time they were there, they faced the Boston Bruins.
Tarasenko. Braden Holy Sheen and Tyler Bozak also scored for St. Louis, which, like Trevor said, will face the Boston Bruins for the championship. Ryan Baba O'Reilly had 3 assists. And again, Bennington's stopped 25 shots.
So I think you're trying to make Bennington Bennigan's. I think that's what you're trying to do.
Oh, I love that place.
It's not that.
Did you hear the story about Ryan O'Reilly? It's amazing.
What?
All he wanted to do as a kid was sell auto parts.
No, wait, no.
And he
grew up
and became one of the best auto parts salesmen in the country. And he's like, you know what? I'm tired of auto parts. I want to be a hockey player. And now he's one of the best hockey players in the world. It's an amazing story.
He is not the O'Reilly from O'Reilly Auto Parts. Are there other Bandwagon Blues fans who are this brazen? Are there any other Bandwagon fans like this bold to be just shouting whatever they think is correct?
Look it up, man. That O'Reilly story is amazing.
That's not it.
St. Louis won 3 consecutive games after Trevor's jinx with a hand pass.
I did not jinx anything. That's ridiculous.
To the franchise's first cup final.
The hand pass
since
was not my fault. The hand pass was not my fault. That was a bad call on the refs. Come on.
Because of the comments you made.
That's ridiculous. During
the call
just say yes,
was missed.
That's so... No.
And now we can put it all behind us. As long as Trevor doesn't make the same mistake and jinx us again.
I can't. That's...
We'll be chanting BLTs all weekend long.
How is it that I make a comment and I jinx the Blues? But then you can say so many incorrect things about the Blues, and you're not jinxing a thing.
Because after I did it, they won three straight.
That's not...
B-L-T!
Oh my gosh.
B-L-T! I'm their good luck charm.
Let's go Blues. It's L-G-B. We will get this correct before the end, I promise.
You can see the full schedule of the Stanley Cup Finals up now. And let us know your favorite gif or meme of the Blues on our Facebook page, KCMQ Morning Shag.
Four more wins.
B-L-T! B-L-T!
Thanks for listening to the best of the KCMQ Morning Shag podcast.
Oh my God! Are you crazy?
Hear more from Shags and Trevor weekday mornings on Classic Rock 96.7 KCMQ and KCMQ.com.